Well, I just one other thing that I'm curious about, and it might not come up for a long time. You have an affectionate term for your grandmother, Meemaw. And I had the same or a similar term for my grandmother, Mamaw. I think that might be, you know, there's a difference. You can hear it. And I wonder why there's a difference. Do you know?
Well, I didn't know until I got kids how grandmother and granddads get their names. So it is with my family, what determines their name is when the child is starting to learn to speak and an adult says a word like grandma or meemaw or whatever, and they're not able to, their minds are not developed enough to say the word like an adult with, so it comes out as, for example, Anna's mother was, you know, was grandma. We called her grandma in front of the kids when they were young, but when they were learning to speak and vocalize, it came out as Gaga. So it stuck. That's what Anna's mother is called, referred to as Gaga. And my grandmother is called Meemaw, and my mother, by the kids, is called Grandma. And I think there's another one in there somewhere, Mama, I think. That's the way I interpreted it. That's how they got their name. It's what they could pronounce at the age they were, and it stuck. Because we thought it was cute. K-O-4-N-U-E.
Explanation as that as I've ever heard. Thank you. Some things I don't get clued into, not having any children, and I'm nobody's granddad or, in my family, papaw. So I thank you for that. Chad, you have a good evening, won't you? And a good day tomorrow. I'll be clear with you. KK4JBQ 73.